Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Angela, Maddie and Ash with your 11 a.m. Zedlines in local news.
In local news, a commission of inquiry into the CFMEU found a union delegation flew from Brisbane to Cairns to negotiate with health and safety officers to meet the union's demands. The union demands included an on-site first aid room, which was refused, and emergency procedure drills, which were agreed to after intervention from a Brisbane-based health and safety director. The health and safety officers in Cairns claimed that they had, quote, other work that was occurring of a higher risk nature.
Queensland is set for an increase in fuel storage capacity, with BP's plan for a $100 million upgrade. The first stage of this plan includes the refurbishing of 5 existing storage tanks to be completed in 2029, potentially followed by another 49 million litres of storage through further tank refurbishments. This is set to mitigate supply shocks, and this expansion is a step towards greater supply resilience across Queensland.
In national news, NDIS is suffering a blow from the budget's largest single measure to save $36 billion, the Treasury announced last night. Papers released regarding NDIS show changes to who can access a scheme which supports more than 760,000 Australians with disabilities. Health Minister Mark Butler announced in April that drastic changes would be made to bring NDIS growth down to 2% every year until 2030 to prevent, quote, $100 billion a year mark. The changes have been made to make the National Disability Insurance Scheme more sustainable and accessible to Australians who need it most. A new standardised assessment tool to determine access to NDIS will be in place from January 1st, 2028.
Throughout New Zealand, introduced domestic mallard ducks have crossbred with the native Pacific black duck to the point of virtual extinction, and the same thing is starting to happen in Tasmania too. The Pacific Black Duck Conservation Group has talked about how difficult it is to maintain numbers since there is no accurate estimate of how many of each species of duck there is and because of how difficult it is to tell the difference between them. Specialists have explained that it is likely impossible to stop the process completely, but their extinction can be prevented with the right effort and resources. Member of the Pacific Black Duck Conservation Group, Jason Graham, has explained, quote, "Anyone can help just by not feeding the ducks and just enjoying the ducks by watching them. Just try to spot the different species."
In international news, a magnitude 4.5 earthquake struck Tehran, a city of 15 million, last night. The magnitude 4.5 earthquake is considered minor, with only buildings not up to advanced building codes facing damage. Resident of Tehran, Sarah, said, quote, "I thought, I'm having a dizzy spell, then noticed the chandelier swinging. I thought it was an attack. The earthquake was the last thing on our minds. There are no immediate reports of damage or casualties."
For your weather today, Brisbane is still showering. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.